This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Frank Donatelli. He is the deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee and a former assistant to President Ronald Reagan. Frank, how are you, sir?
Coy, I'm very good. It's nice to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thanks for making time for us. I appreciate it. I know that y'all at the committee these days are probably very busy, if I would imagine.
Well, it's 12 days and counting, so every minute counts, that's for sure.
Frank, tell us first, can you give us a little Frank Donatelli 101 for the folks who may not know you? And because I know you of course, worked with President Reagan. You worked, you were on James Baker's team at the White House, and sort of fill in the gaps for us.
Well, you're right. I've been active in a lot of national campaigns. It was my great honor to be. I worked in all the Reagan campaigns. So it was my great honor to work for President Reagan as his assistant for political affairs in the second term. And of course, we left office in 1988. And then I've been a advisor on the campaign staff of President George Herbert Walker Bush and the Bob Dole campaign, and an advisor to this President Bush, and I'm equally honored to be deputy chairman at the Republican National Committee and working for John McCain. So it's been my great pleasure to work with a lot of great men.
Absolutely. We're talking with Frank Donatelli. We're honored to have him on the program. Let me get you to respond. In just the last segment, we were talking with Tom Hartman, nationally syndicated radio talk show host, the Tom Hartman Program on Air America, and broadcast on our sister station here in Charlottesville. And he went into great detail about how Republicans try to suppress the vote, and they don't want people to vote because they benefit if less people vote. And just wanted to get your thoughts on that from the committee's perspective.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's typical Air America stuff. Look, we believe that every eligible person should vote, and we should do everything we can to encourage voting. On the other hand, if somebody is not eligible, i.e., if they're not alive or they're fictitious, they should not be allowed to vote. It's that simple. And we have a pattern in a lot of states of this organization called ACORN, which has very close ties to Barack Obama's campaign. As a matter of fact, Barack Obama used to be their lawyer, of submitting literally thousands of fraudulent registrations of people that don't exist, people that don't live in the state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the hope is that they'll overwhelm the local officials and they'll be able to vote some of these people, which they have done already in some states like Ohio. So it's a major problem. We're for high voter registration and high voter participation, but obviously if somebody is not qualified to vote, that vote should not be cast. It's that simple.
But just to clarify, as we were talking about in the last hour, we also spoke with James Alcorn of the Virginia State Board of Elections. Acorn was handing in applications to register, but not actually registering Mickey Mouse.
Fraudulent applications of people either that didn't exist. Well, you know, the Dallas Cowboys starting lineup was registered in Ohio. So people that didn't exist or were not eligible to vote in the state for one reason or another. Because so many fraudulent applications are submitted, then the next step is to actually try to get some of those people counted as votes. And that's already happened, as I say. That's a demonstrable fact in a place like Ohio where they permit early voting. So it's a major problem. It is a major, major problem, especially, you know, with the early voting laws that we have now and the absentee ballots that are much easier to get. I think those are good things, don't get me wrong. But our good folks that run the elections just have to be more vigilant about this. And we're going to do whatever we can when we find instances of fraud to point that out.
My guest is Frank Donatelli, deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee, and we're honored to have him on the program. Frank, tell us the strategy now behind the scenes. How does the McCain team win on November 4th? What have they needed to in these last 12 days?
Well, first of all, if anybody knows Senator McCain, they know that no one's going to outwork him. He's going to be working every single day. He's going to be doing multiple rallies and stops in all the target states, including Ohio. Our closing argument, Coy, is twofold. Number one, we have an economy that's in serious trouble. And if we want to repair our economy, you can either take McCain's view, which is low taxes and low spending, get spending under control, or you can do what Obama suggests, which is to tax people and then spend $1 trillion in excess of what's already been appropriated for the bailout. He's promised to do that, and our argument is that if you're going to spend $1 trillion, you can't possibly pay for that just by taxing rich people. Secondly, I would just refer you to what Joe Biden said. We're going to have an international crisis once Obama is elected, and that's because he's an unknown quality and an unknown commodity. Why take that chance? Why put ourselves through an international crisis that we don't know how that's going to work out? We have a proven alternative, somebody that has sound judgment. He's been tested, and he's ready to be president right now, and that's John McCain.
Frank Donatelli is deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee. Frank, what are your thoughts about the Colin Powell and some other leading conservatives who've come out and said they're disturbed by the Palin nomination, the McCain picking Palin? They don't think that was well thought out. And Colin Powell, we played it on this program. He made a very reasoned and long statement basically saying, this is why I'm going to support Barack Obama. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he made a long statement. I don't know how reasoned it really was, to be honest with you. I mean, there were a lot of little arguments. I thought it was interesting that none of them had anything to do with national security, which was his strong suit. Look, I was very honored to be on the same staff, President Reagan, when I was political director and Colin was national security advisor. So I have great respect for him. I wish I had had an opportunity to say to him, now you know that Obama has promised to repeal, or he has opposed virtually all of the achievements of the Reagan administration. You should think about that before you make the endorsement. But, you know, look, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I would just say that that a governor can do things. She has executive experience. She's already reforming that state in Alaska. She's weaning that state away from earmarks. She's taken on big oil. She does have an expertise in the area of energy, obviously, because Alaska is an energy-producing state. And I would rack up her qualifications of a governor and what she's done already against their presidential candidate, Barack Obama, who spent 3.5 years in the Senate and has a totally undistinguished record. And he was a backbencher pretty much in the Illinois legislature. So I think that Governor Palin matches up very, very well when it comes to experience versus their presidential candidate.
He has been an advisor to President Reagan, the first George Bush, Bob Dole, you name it. Frank Donatelli is now the deputy chairman at the Republican National Committee. Frank, give us an idea of what we can see here in Virginia. You know, who knew it was swingable, but it turns out we're a swing state. Didn't see that one coming. What are we going to see here in these 12 days?
Well, you're going to see a lot of the candidates. I can tell you're going to see a lot of folks from our side. I think Governor Palin and Senator McCain will probably be back. I know we have Rudy Giuliani in the state tomorrow. We're going to be going out into the neighborhoods and going door to door and canvassing for Senator McCain with our fellow voters. Literally thousands of people on the phones making phone calls. Hopefully we'll get a little television advertising on. Obama can't buy it all, so we'll get some of that. So you're going to see a lot of the candidates in the last 12 days. I say to Virginians, think carefully about which vision you want for the country. You want more big government, or do you think smaller government and lower taxes keeps our economy strong? And why would you want it, in the words of Joe Biden, provoke an international crisis? John McCain is strong and has good judgment and is prepared to be president from day one.
Frank Donatelli, deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee. Frank, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Coy, I enjoyed it a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Frank Donatelli at the Republican National Committee.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.